Governor Kathy Hochul wants New Yorkers to rely less on natural gas appliances, but is she really looking to ban gas stoves? WNYC's John Campbell reports.
You've probably seen the headlines and the social media posts all about the latest culture war to grip New York and the nation.
There are more concerns tonight over New York State's proposal to ban natural gas appliances.
Kathy Hochul, well, she still wants to ban gas stoves and gas heating equipment.
So apparently she wants everybody to get rid of their gas stove.
The real story is more complicated. Yes, Governor Hochul wants to phase in a ban on fossil fuel hookups in new buildings beginning in 2025. She's also hoping to ban the sale of gas-powered furnaces beginning in 2030. But Hochul's plan doesn't apply to gas stoves in existing buildings, and it wouldn't stop anyone from buying a new gas stove when theirs wears out. Hochul says any suggestion otherwise isn't true.
I know it's dramatic in its scope when people seize on one part and everybody has to get rid of their gas stove tomorrow, and oh my God, I'd like to deal in the truth here, because a lot of that isn't getting out, that no one has to replace it. We're talking about new buildings.
The governor's proposal is meant to help the state drastically cut its greenhouse gas emissions, but it actually falls short of the State Climate Action Council's own plan, which recommends New York ban the sale of gas stoves beginning in 2035. In a public hearing last week, Republican State Senator Tom O'Mara said the conflicting signals are confusing.
A lot of people want their gas stove and want to continue with that. Governor Hochul told us last week she's not coming for our gas stove. This plan says just the opposite.
Hochul is expected to provide more detail on her plan when she unveils her state budget proposal next week. John Campbell, WNYC News.